Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Money Member by Ram Goldar, and today Mazakos Kadushin, Daf Nun Ches, the end of the second parak Ish Makadish, and the beginning of the third parak Omer. This daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who have been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the Thetops are going to focus on Noman. The Mishnah on Daf Nun Vav Embeis taught that although Kedushin made with items that are prohibited and benefit is invalid, Macharon Bekidish Bidmein Mukadeshes. If the man sold them and married with their payment, the woman is married because their payments do not attain their forbidden status. The Gemara explains that the Torah taught specifically regarding Avodah Zorah, Vayisa Cherem Kamohu, and you should become banned like it, which implies Kosha Tamahayah Men Hariu Kamohu. Anything that you generate from it is like it, meaning any money paid for it is equally forbidden. We do not derive all other forbidden items from idolatry because the Torah also taught that Shemitah produce transfers its restricted status to its payment. So they are Shnei Ksuvim Hambayin Ke'echot, two psukim that come as one to teach the same principle. And we do not derive laws from such sources. Alternatively, there's like an exclusion written by each. Yobah is referred to as Kodesh, holy, so its produce and Shemitah's confers its status upon its payments, like Hekdesh. Another drasha teaches that the original produce retains its status as opposed to Hekdesh. It emerges that in a series of transfers, the original produce and final payment have Shemitah status, but the middle ones are permitted. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if one marries with Truma, Meiser, or Matanos, gifts, meaning parts of a Kohen animal given to a Kohen, the woman is married even if the man is a Yisrael. Lula says, Tovus Hana in Mamun, the pleasure of benefit is not in equity, meaning one's ability to choose whom to give Truma and to receive payment to do so is not considered monetary ownership of the Truma insofar as using it for Kedushin. He's challenged from our Mishnah and answers that it's discussing a Yisrael who inherited Tevel from his maternal grandfather who was a Kohen, and he fully owns the Truma. He cannot eat it, but he may sell it to a Kohen. Although he inherited Tevel and not Truma, this Tana holds Matan Shel Humra Kamishu Humra Damyan. Unprepared gifts are considered like they were already separated and owned by the grandfather. And point number three, the third parak begins that if one told the shliach to marry certain women for him, and the shliach went and married her to himself, she's married to the second person. If one said to a woman, you are married to me after 30 days, and someone else married her in the interim, she's married to the second one, since the first kedushin didn't yet take effect. If he said, from now and after 30 days, and someone else married her in the interim, she is married and not yet married to both, and requires a get from both, as the Gemara will explain. The Gemara will explain that Kedushin set to take effect after 30 days is valid even if the money given for Kedushin was already spent before that time. It's not like a pikadon, a deposit, since it was given to her to spend, and it's not like a loan, since it was given to her for Kedushin purposes. So once again, the 3 points are number one, the Mishnah Daf Nun Vav Ambeis taught that although Kedushin made with the items prohibited and benefit is invalid, Macharon Vekidish Bidmein Mukadeshes, if the man sold them and married with their payment, the woman is married because their payments do not attain their forbidden status. The Gemara explains that the Torah taught specifically regarding Avodah Zorah, Vayisa Cherem Kamohu, and you should become banned like it, which implies Kosha Tamahayah Men Hariu Kamohu. Anything that you generate from it is like it, meaning any money paid for it is equally forbidden. We do not derive all other forbidden items from idolatry because the Torah also taught that Shemitah produce transfers its restricted status to its payment. So they are Shnei Ksuvim Hambayin Ke'echot, two psukim that come as one to teach the same principle. And we do not derive laws from such sources. Alternatively, there's like an exclusion written by each. Yobah is referred to as Kodesh, holy, so its produce and Shemitah's confers its status upon its payments, like Hekdesh. Another drasha teaches that the original produce retains its status as opposed to Hekdesh. It emerges that in a series of transfers, the original produce and final payment have Shemitah status, but the middle ones are permitted. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if one marries with Truma, Meiser, or Matanos, gifts, meaning parts of a Kohen animal given to a Kohen, the woman is married even if the man is a Yisrael. Lula says, Tovus Hana in Mamun, the pleasure of benefit is not in equity, meaning one's ability to choose whom to give Truma and to receive payment to do so is not considered monetary ownership of the Truma insofar as using it for Kedushin. He's challenged from our Mishnah and answers that it's discussing a Yisrael who inherited Tevel from his maternal grandfather who was a Kohen, and he fully owns the Truma. He cannot eat it, but he may sell it to a Kohen. Although he inherited Tevel and not Truma, this Tana holds Matan Shel Humra Kamishu Humra Damyan. Unprepared gifts are considered like they were already separated and owned by the grandfather. And pointing with you, the third paragraph begins that if one told the shliach to marry a certain woman for him, and the shliach went and married her to himself, she's married to the second person. If one said to a woman, you are married to me after 30 days, and someone else married her in the interim, she's married to the second one, since the first kedushin didn't yet take effect. If he said, from now and after 30 days, and someone else married her in the interim, she is married and not yet married to both, and requires a get from both, as the Gemara will explain. The Gemara will explain that Kedushin set to take effect after 30 days is valid even if the money given for Kedushin was already spent before that time. It's not like a pikadon, a deposit, since it was given to her to spend, and it's not like a loan, since it was given to her for Kedushin purposes. Alright, so now we got our Siman Daf Nun Ches, and our standard Siman is Noach Goldberg the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, not to be confused with the biblical Noach. So here goes. Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, who stopped the man who rented out the zoo for his chasna from using the monies he received from selling his idol and Shemitah produce for Kedushin, and suggested instead he marries a woman with Truma, even though he was a Yisrael, was shocked when he discovered that this man was actually the Shaliach who was originally sent to be Mekadosh her on behalf of another man. Once again, some motion. Noach Goldberg the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg the zookeeper? That must be more daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, who stopped the man who rented out the zoo for his chasna from using the monies he received from selling his idol and Shemitah produce for Kedushin, which reminds us, the Mishnah and daf Nun Vav Amabes taught that although Kedushin made with items prohibited in benefit is invalid, if the man sold them and married with their payment, the woman is married because their payments do not attain their forbidden status. Only Avodah Zorah and Shemitah produce confer the prohibited status onto their payments. And since they are Shnei Ksuvim Mabayin Ke'echad, two psukim that come as one to teach the same principle, we do not derive laws from such sources. So Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, who stopped the man who rented out the zoo for his chasna from using the monies he received from selling his Avodah Zorah and Shemitah produce for Kedushin, and suggested instead he marries the woman with Truma, even though he was a Yisrael, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one marries with Truma, Maisa, or Matanos, gifts which are parts of a Chuan animal given to a Kohen, she is married even if he's a Yisrael. Ula says, Tovus Hana in Mamun, the pleasure of benefit is not an equity, meaning one's ability to choose whom to give Truma and to receive payment to do so is not considered monetary ownership of the Truma insofar as using it for Kedushin. He's challenged from our Mishnah and provides an answer. So, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, who stopped the man who rented out the zoo for his chasna from using the monies he received from selling his idol and Shemitah produce for Kedushin, and suggested instead he marries a woman with Truma, even though he was a Yisrael, was shocked when he discovered that this man was actually the Shaliach who was originally sent to be Mekadosher on behalf of another man. Which reminds us, the third paragraph begins that if one told the shliach to marry a certain woman for him, b'halach v'kichel atzmo, and the shliach went and married her to himself, mukadeshes l'sheni, she's married to the second person. So once again, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, who stopped the man who rented out the zoo for his chasna from using the monies he received from selling his idol and Shemitah produce for Kedushin, and suggested instead he marries a woman with Truma, even though he was a Yisrael, was shocked when he discovered that this man was actually the Shaliach who was originally sent to Mimakadosh on behalf of another man. Alright, so now it's time for four Blat Bar Chazar. Daf Nun Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Nun Dalet is noodle, and we often use a pasta chef. So here goes. The pasta chef, that must be more in Daf Nun Dalet, noodle. The pasta chef, who thought he was being Mekadosh a woman with his apron, but inadvertently used his kahuna tunics, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether Kedushin made inadvertently with kasna kahuna, Kohanim's tunics, is valid. Rav explains that they were given to Kohanim to benefit from, because the Torah was not given to ministering angels, since it's impossible to avoid benefiting from the garments after completing their avoda, since the removal requires time, their original Kedushin includes an allowance for unintentional benefit, and they do not become chun. Since they remain hektish, Kedushin made unwittingly with these garments is invalid. Rav Yudah disagrees and holds that although the unavoidable benefit from the tunics after a vote is permitted, all their benefit is prohibited and does render them chul, and therefore he holds Kedushin made mistakenly with them is valid. So the pasta chef, who thought he was being Mekadosh a woman with his apron, but inadvertently used his kahuna tunics, was standing right outside his Karm Ravai vineyard that was roped off from the poor with a fake spaghetti fence, which reminds us, more brings the Malchokas of Karm Ravai is Mamun Gavoa and thereby not subject to Peret and Olelos. So the pasta chef, who thought he was being Mekadosh a woman with his apron, but inadvertently used his kahuna tunics, was standing right outside his Karm Ravai vineyard that was roped off from the poor with a fake spaghetti fence, where one was redeeming his friend's Maisa Sheni at the same lower price as when he did Mashiach with it, which reminds us, a Mishnah is presented supporting Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Maaser Sheni is considered the grower's personal property. Mashal Chamenu Maaser himself, one drew the Maaser Sheni of his friend near to acquire it while it was worth a seller, but didn't manage to redeem it and simultaneously pay for it until it was worth two. He pays his friend a seller and profits a seller because he acquired it at the time of Mashiach and the Maaser is his. The Gemara concedes that this anonymous Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Maaser Sheni is personal property, but the Halacha follows Rabbi Meir that it's Mamun Gavot because an anonymous Mishnah in Eidius, the most authoritative Masechta, follows his opinion. Daf Nun Hei. So the symbol Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign, that must be on Daf Nun Hei, speed limit sign of 55. The animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, which reminds us, it was stated in the Mishnah that if an animal that was fit for a carbon which was found between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, which is near Beis Lechem, or within that range in any direction, we suspect it came from Yerushalayim, where most animals are carbonous. Because it's unknown what carbon it may be, the Mishnah says, Zecharim olos, males are treated as olos, nekevos zivchei shlamim, but females, which are unfit for olos, are treated as shlamim. So the animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder was found by a group having a picnic who unknowingly were passing around a goblet of hektish and committing me'ilah after me'ilah, which reminds the Gemara teaches that one cannot commit me'ilah after me'ilah because the item becomes chulun from the first me'ilah, except for behemoths designated as korbanos and kleishars. These items whose kedusha is kedushas aguf remain hektish even after me'ilah. For example, if several people successfully drink from a goblet designated for avoda, all of them are liable for me'ilah since it does not become chulun. So the animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder was found by a group having a picnic who unknowingly were passing around a goblet hektish and committing me'ilah after me'ilah, who determined that since it was a female goat within its first year, it's treated like a chatas which cannot be offered and is brought into a chamber to die on its own, which reminds us, Abai explains that Hanani ben Chachinai taught that a she-goat found within its first year is treated like a chatas which cannot be offered. It's brought into a chamber and dies on its own. Daf Nun Vav. So the simmer Daf Nun Vav is a shusher and shul going nu nu. So here goes. The shusher, that must be one daf nun vav, nu nu. The shusher who waved his big sailor's void sign when the person used Maaser Sheni money to purchase an animal for chulun to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, which reminds us, in a brisa it was taught that one cannot buy an animal with Maaser Sheni funds outside Yerushalayim. If he did so unintentionally, the money must be returned to its place, meaning to the buyer, because the purchase was an error. If he did so intentionally, the animal must be brought up and eaten in Yerushalayim. Rav Yehuda says this is only if the animal was purchased to be a shlamim, meaning to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But if he bought it to be used as chulun and to eat outside Yerushalayim, then the money must be returned and the sale is void as a derabanan penalty to the seller. So the shushu waved his big sale is void sign when the person used Maaser Sheni money to purchase an animal for chulun to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, pointed to a mouse hole and in a squeaky voice proclaimed to the seller, "Nu, nu, the mouse is not the thief, the hole is the thief," which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why the seller is penalized by voiding the sale. It answers, the mouse is not the thief, the hole is the thief, meaning just as a mouse could not have stolen food if it lacked a hole in which to hide it, the buyer would not have misspent the funds if he didn't find a seller to accept him. The Gemara persists, but if not for the mouse, what wrongdoing could the hole commit? The buyer is still the primary guilty party. The Gemara concludes that it's logical that wherever the prohibited item is, that's where we penalize. Since the seller is in possession of the misappropriated funds, we compel him to return them. So the shushu waved his big sale is void sign when the person used Maaser Sheni money to purchase an animal for chulun to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, pointed to a mouse hole and in a squeaky voice proclaimed to the seller, "Nu, nu, the mouse is not the thief, the hole is the thief," and was so excited when he saw a man trying to be mekadesh a woman with a shor niskal so he could tell him his kedushin wasn't valid. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches that kedushin made with any of a list of items which are asur b'hanah, the kedushin is invalid. The Gemara will provide sources for all the items listed, among them the shor niskal, an ox condemned to stoning. Daf Nun Zayin. So the simmer Daf Nun Zayin is a puppet with a long nose. So here goes. The boy playing with his diamond-studded puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose, that must be on Daf Nun Zayin, puppet with a long nose. The boy playing with his diamond-studded puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose, which reminds us, the word brings the incident with Shimon HaMamsoni, who was dorish all the esim in the Torah and explained what they were coming to teach. But when he reached the pasuk Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, you should revere Es Hashem, your God, he withdrew. Rashi explains he was afraid to equate the reverence required for a Kodesh Baruch with a reverence for anything else. His Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, kol esim shedarashta matehe alehem. Rebbe, what would become of all the instances of S which you darshan until now. He responded, Geshem shekabalti schar ha'adrisha, just as I receive reward for the drushes I made, kach kabalti ha'adrisha, so I receive reward for the withdrawal from the drushes. So the boy playing with his diamond set of puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose ran after two birds of a matzor that flew away at the time of their taking and were Aser Bahana, which reminds the Gemara brings the Malchokes about when Sipuri Matzor become Aser Bahana. Is it from the time of Shechita or from the time of Lekicha? So the boy playing with his diamond set of puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose ran after two birds of a matzor that flew away at the time of their taking and were Aser Bahana, that had snatched the meat, cooking, and milk, that was also Aser Bahana, which reminds us it was taught that the pasuk of Losev Vashel Gediba Chalav Imo, you shall not cook a kid in its mother's milk, is written three times to teach that it's Aser to cook meat and milk together, it's Aser to eat meat and milk that were cooked together, and that meat and milk cooked together are Aser Bahana. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda holds that meat and milk cooked together is not Aser Bahana, just like treif is not Aser Bahana. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of you in the source that a Shor HaNiskal is Aser Bahana? That's on Daf Nunvav. Good. Number 2. Which of you discuss what the din is if a shaliach marries a woman that he was sent to be Makadish on behalf of another? That's on Daf Nunchas. Good. Number 3. Which of you learn that meat cooked in milk is Aser Bahana? That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which of you learn that the seller is penalized for selling an animal outside of Yerushalayim that was bought with Maaser Sheni Fun, since the mouse is not the thief, the hole is the thief? That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff you discuss marrying with Truma and the question if Tovus Hana Mamon? That's on Dav Nun Chas. Good. Number 6. Which stuff you discuss what is done when an animal which is vowed to be used as a carbon is found between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder? That's on Dav Nun Hey. Good. Number 7. Which stuff they went about Shimon Hamsoni who darshan the Essen in the Torah? That's on Dav Nun Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which of the one that there is Mila after Mila with Klei Sharis? That's on Daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 9. Which of the one that only Avodah Zorah and Shemitah produce confer their prohibited status onto their payments? That's on Daf Nun Ches. Good. And number 10. Which Dafti Machos when Sipuri Matzora become Aser Bahana? Is it from the time of Shechita or Lekicha? That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.